The center has 3 times more space than before and unites researchers, therapists, and patients in one area with the same goal, to deal with the symptoms and to find a cure.
We know a lot about what is wrong in the cell biology of Parkinson's brains. We know a tremendous amount about what goes wrong.
Dr. James Bennett is director of the center.
The problem we have is taking those basic neurobiology findings and translating them into therapies. And we've only begun in just the last few years to have an emphasis on so-called translational research. And that's this complicated process of taking discoveries in the lab and turning them into treatment, sort of bench to bedside.
Symptoms of Parkinson's disease include muscle rigidity, tremors, and changes in speech and gait.
It's like you have a car and you're driving with your emergency brake on.
Charlie Bryan retired early as CEO of the Virginia Historical Society when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's.
It's my demon, and it has hurt me, and it has hurt my family, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to fight it every step of the way.
He met and befriended others who were also afflicted, including David Reynolds.
We realized that we had a lot to talk about.
They formed a group, aptly called Movers and Shakers.
So we decided to have lunch once a month.
It became such a dynamic and high-profile group that the dean of VCU's medical school gave them a call.
And what he wanted us to do is to raise $5 million, and he would match that. So I just about fainted.
They did, and the school matched it. And VCU's Parkinson's and Movement Disorder Center became a reality. Now, with its new space, Director James Bennett believes it has new potential.
We're trying to amass a large population so that we can do really good translational research projects and put Parkinson's in the history books.
There is more information at parkinsons.vcu.edu. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.